Why does nature freak me out so much? I don't know. The people around me that are here enjoying themselves right now, how can I put this? I'm not going to say they're weird because I don't think they're weird. Everyone seems happy. Everyone is enjoying all of this. And I'm not.
Welcome back to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown. This week, a walk in the park with someone who would rather not be there. The Nature Stories podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. This week's piece comes from Stories from the Heart of the Land, the public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison to tell you more.
Some people don't dream much of nature. They have nightmares. Meet Natalie Edwards.
I don't want any insect coming underneath my nail.
Right now, she's standing on the edge of 585-acre Prospect Park in Brooklyn, New York, what some would call an urban oasis. Not Natalie.
My heart is like boom, 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 boom. You know, coming into the park right now, I'm itching, I'm scratching. Like, I don't want anything around me. I don't want to be near dirt. I just feel like everything is biting me. Oh, I'm trying. I'm trying to like nature.
Natalie's paradise doesn't come with trees. All that grass in Prospect Park, what's the point?
This is an open nothing.
But she's determined to make a change. She said she needed an intervention.
I'm going to try to get over my fear of nature. You know what I'm talking about. Right now, we're outside of the park. We're outside of the park. The trees are scary because they're tall. They hover over you like they're about to fall. They're like insects.
All right, so part of my intervention is I'm going to walk through the park. We're just going to like take it slow, one step at a time. So we're going to walk through the park starting now. Let's go. I used to live in Jamaica, and in Jamaica, nature was my playground. We would lay on the ground, in the grass, we'll climb trees to pick fruits, find all kind of worms and insects. And maybe because of our innocence, we would do like crazy things, like eat stuff we weren't supposed to eat, taste things we weren't supposed to taste. We ate dirt. What is that? Didn't even look like a mosquito or a fly. It looked like a little bird. A little black bird just came up and attacked me just now. So, nature was a playground of mine. Loved every single bit of it, all the crazy things I used to do. And all those things changed when I moved to Brooklyn. So we're walking down this path. It's concrete, it's not grass. I'm not stepping on any grass or dirt. I moved to Brooklyn from Jamaica. And what changed my mind about nature was, you know, my mom.
You never know what can happen.
It's my mom that instilled all these things in my mind that nature is bad.
Mouse, mice, rats, to me, they're all the same.
To my mom, everything carried diseases. She would, like, instill that in my brain. You would get sick. This is America. This is not Jamaica. It just all changed, you know. Butterflies are cute. I don't want it anywhere near me. I mean, I'm okay now because there aren't many trees hovering over me. Why does nature freak me out so much? I don't know. The people around me that are here enjoying themselves right now, how can I put this? I'm not going to say they're weird because I don't think they're weird. Everyone seems happy. Everyone is enjoying all of this. And I'm not. Is there a word for fear of nature?
Do you have friends, other friends, who are also biophobes?
Do you want to be able to...
I want to enjoy what everyone else enjoys. They're like, okay, the trees are beautiful, it's nice, the grass, I just don't see it.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You can get bit by an insect. Dirt is dirty. Like, it's dirty out here. The key thing to do is come, freak out, like, oh, I'm scared, this is dirty, what is this doing here? I don't like this tree. And then think about how you're okay. You've got your sunglasses on. I didn't break my neck. I didn't contract any disease. I'm standing here talking to these people. I'm freaking out, but I'm okay. Good luck.
I wish I could suggest some reading, but I've never heard of this. You know, like,
Now, I know people who had phobia of animals, insects, but never nature. Nature, like, oh, I'm scared to go outside because of the trees. And nah, I never heard of that. Do you think the trees and stuff after you? What do you think? Think they're going to collapse?
No, no, like, I don't know what kind of leaves are.
You on the Maury show. They'd be like, I never heard of nobody fear of nature.
How would you get your fear? How would you get over?
Okay. So I'm just looking around, hoping that nothing will jump out these bushes and come get me. I'll use their advice, like, take it slowly. The trees are hovering over me, and this is what I don't like. Right now, I'm going to walk on the grass. And I can say I'm not scared, only because I have tennis shoes on. And nothing's gonna crawl up my toes or try to bite me. I'm looking down because I still don't trust the fact that I'm on the grass. And I don't want anything crawling up my legs. Started with my toes, now my legs. And it's all right walking on the grass right now. Okay, now I'm going to touch the grass. It feels all right. It just, I don't know. Now my hand is dirty. Ooh, now we're off the grass. Yay! I would clap, but I don't want the dirt from my right hand to go on my left hand because I touched the grass and the grass was dirty. I really do want to, like, start liking nature. I want to like nature. I want to feel what everyone else is feeling when they come to the park. But what I really want to do right now is go home and take a shower.
Natalie Edwards, heading home in Brooklyn, New York. One of the reasons Natalie's determined to conquer her fear is her boyfriend, Sean. Sean's from San Francisco, and in Natalie's words, he's pro-nature.
He has plans. And Sean's plans are, like, way beyond me just walking through Prospect Park. He's talking about going hiking and sleeping in woods. I don't know what they call it, camping.
That piece was produced for Atlantic Public Media series Stories from the Heart of the Land. The music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. To find out more on the series or the podcast, visit nature.org/stories. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.